Gustavus is about 50 miles northwest of Juneau, near the mouth of Glacier Bay. Its population of 450 is larger than several communities on the Marine Highway system, but it's only had brief periods of limited ferry service. That will change sometime later this year.
What we have initially planned is to add that as a stop both directions on the Pelican Run.
Marine Highway Manager Chuck Van Kirk says a new multi-purpose dock helped along by federal stimulus money will allow passenger and vehicle service from Juneau, probably starting late fall.
They will be able to go over in the morning, leaving at 7 o'clock to Gustavus by 11:30, and then the ship continues on to Pelican and comes back through late that evening, so it pretty much gives you better than half a day in Gustavus.
The dock, causeway, ramp, and related structures are costing about $17 million. They will also be used for freight and fuel. Service by the small ferry Leconte will be monthly, at least for the winter, though additional service may be added later. Puna, about 40 air miles west of Juneau, is also scheduled for terminal improvements. That includes about $3.8 million in waterside work.
That was for rebuilding of the marine structure there, the catwalks, the ramps, the transfer bridge, the fendering, all that sort of thing. And that was, in essence, stimulus money.
Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the project should go out to bid within a month and be finished by February. A separate $3.1 million uplands project has already been completed.
It consisted of a new building. The building is actually in place now. The lot's repaved, staging, curbs, gutters, sidewalk, lighting, fencing, the whole thing.
The dock work will allow fast ferries to stop in Huna, though there are no plans to do that yet. The Leconte usually serves the town. Angoon's terminal will also get a completely new ramp and float system. Van Kirk says that could happen this year or next.
We gave the contractor a one-month period this coming fall in the event that he could get everything fabricated and get the work up to the point where he could remove the old transfer system and put the new in. However, if they couldn't get that accomplished, then we gave him a second period of time, which is September of 11, to be able to complete that work.
The $6.1 million project will allow fast ferries to dock in Angoon, about 55 miles southwest of Juneau and 40 miles northeast of Sitka. Construction windows are limited by fish runs. Ferry service will be disrupted by the Angoon and Huna projects. Smaller ships on contract with the ferry system will provide fill-in service. Annette Bay near Metlakatla, about 15 miles south of Ketchikan, is also slated for a new terminal.
We will have a completely new starboard side loading facility, ramp, and there will be also a waiting shelter there. There will not be a terminal, per se, and of course, a parking and staging area.
Falvey says the structure will replace one closer to the city, shortening the sailing to and from Ketchikan. It should go out to bid in September and be completed by fall of 2011. The work is expected to cost about $8.1 million. The old terminal at Port Chester will be dismantled. The route will continue to be served by the small ferry Lituya. The new terminal will be able to handle other small ferries, including Inter-Island Ferry Authority ships. The Marine Highway System continues to look for a new location for the Ketchikan end of the Lituya's route.
We're still in the process of what we call recon. We, in essence, started over again when it was determined that we would not be able to purchase property in Saxman.
That terminal will further shorten Lituya's sailings. The ship now docks at Ketchikan's main ferry terminal on the other side of downtown. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.